You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Martin Luther wrote, "Among all the gifts, the gift of the Word of God is the most valuable. For if you take this away, it is like taking the sun away from the earth. For if the Word were removed, what would the world be but a hell and a mere realm of Satan? For only the Word keeps a joyful conscience, a gracious God, and all of religion, since out of the Word, as from a spring, flows our entire religion. Without the Word and Christ, the world would not continue to exist for one moment. Therefore, though there are many great gifts of God in the world, yet the one which includes and sustains all the others is the Word, which proclaims that God is merciful and promises forgiveness of sins and life everlasting." While Christmas Eve finds us kneeling at the manger, pondering the birth of the baby, Jesus, Christmas Day is traditionally focused on the Word of God and what it means that this Word entered our world to bring light and life. Truly, as Luther says, God created all that exists by his powerful, life-giving Word, and the world would not continue to exist for one moment without his Word. Though there have been many gifts given and shared this Christmas morning, though there are many great gifts of God in the world, dear Dr. Luther reminds us that the greatest gift, the one which includes and sustains all others, is the Word, which proclaims that God is merciful and promises forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. Certainly been a joy to walk with you through Advent to Christmas, sharing the Word of God and these devotions. May your Christmas be even more joyful And the coming year find you living ever more deeply in the Word of God, in the Word made flesh, and so in God's grace and peace. May Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.